Where should the word be found? Where will the word resound? Not here. There's not enough silence. Not on the sea or on the islands. Not on the mainland, in the desert, or the rainland. For those who walk in darkness both in the daytime and in the nighttime, the right time and the right place are not here. No place of grace for those who avoid the face. No time to rejoice for those who walk among noise and deny the voice. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. About to have a good time. Yeah, you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. That was T.S. Eliot, a little snippet from Ash Wednesday. Maybe some more snippets later on in the show. But thanks for being with us. It's 9 a.m. on a Wednesday. Heck of a playlist coming up for you. And potentially a conversation about dryer settings. We're going to set the table for that. We'll have a couple appetizers, and then that'll be the main course. So stick around. You might find out what permanent press means. Stay with us.
sit next to me. We can see where things go naturally. Just say the word and I'll part the sea. Just come over here and sit next to me.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. You can call on the show if you want. 855-915-9636. We take requests most of the time. We're just kind of talking about it. But in that last set, started out Busy Earning, Jungle. Excellent song, excellent album. Name of it, Jungle. Satellite by STR, FKR. Being No One, Going Nowhere, also an incredible album. Kind of some B-sides here, and then Foster the People, Sit Next to Me. You know that song. Come on. Here's a quick story. I've told this, but I want to kind of get it solidified. I was hanging out with my guy in college, David, and to paint a picture of who David is, David dressed like he was 57 years old and like sort of lived in Florida as a retired person. Like cacks, right? Tucking in the shirt, white shoes. Great guy. Excellent. Awesome guy. Just like tough to hang out with in non-bowling alley like contexts. So we're bowling and Pumped Up Kicks comes on, Foster the People. And I'm like, you know, whatever. And he goes, do people, he kind of pauses and he has this like weird look on his face. He's like, do people listen to this song? Is this song like popular? And I'm looking back at him and I'm like, so this is the bowling alley, okay? Like this song was popular like a year ago. Like this is a hit. It's now sort of in the like Siberia of music, which is like the bowling alley playlists. And he's like, well, you're never gonna believe this, because I know what I look like. But Mark Foster is my cousin. You know, and I go, you gotta be kidding me. He's like, yeah, I like. His parents kicked him out. Not only is he my cousin, he lived with me for like 15 years. He lived in our basement, and he was kind of this like vagabond. Right? And I mean, like, you can imagine David's parents, you know, you look into David and you're like, you can all imagine what David's parents are like. And it's one of those things where apparently, you know, Mark Foster's parents kicked him out and he like needed a place to stay. And he was like sort of this like coming and going guy who always would be telling David, like, I my band's going to make it big, Foster the People. It's going to be like a real big band. And then, you know, 100 times out of 101, that story ends up the other way around. Because David, a very talented chemical engineer at this point, okay? An excellent, in burgeoning expert in his field. However, turns out you got to look to the basement for the real story out of the old house there. Anyway, we get back to the music and back to the poetry. I probably got another T.S. Eliot queued up here for the next break. I'm going to go into a... This is a classic song for people of my age, and you can go ahead and guess. All right, stay with us.
Everything is going to the beat.
The wisdom from only the knowledge of dead secrets, useless in the darkness into which they peered, or from which they turned their eyes. There is, it seems, to us at best only a limited value in the knowledge derived from experience. At best, only a limited value. For the pattern is new in every moment, and every moment is new and shocking. Valuation of all we have been. We are only undeceived of that which deceiving could no longer harm. In the middle, not only in the middle of the way, but all the way. In the dark wood, in the bramble, on the edge of the grimpen, where there is no secure foothold and menaced by monsters' fancy light, risking enchantment. Do not let me hear of the wisdom of old men, but rather of their folly, their fear of fear and frenzy, their fear of passion, of belonging to another or to others or to God. The only wisdom we can hope to acquire is the wisdom of humility. Humility is endless. In that set, we had Sleepyhead by Passion Pit, Do You by Spoon, High and Low, Empire of the Sun, a couple of A-sides, one B-side. We're having a good time. Real classic song coming up. Three set. We'll come back in. We'll talk. Do a PSA. See you then.
Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is. Gold line's gonna tell me where the light is. Take our hands out of control. Take our hands out of control. Now tell me what you saw.
Alright, real treat for everybody out there in Radio Land. We got Andrew, an approved DJ, on the phone.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Calling in, you heard it at the top of the hour, I teased. We're going to talk about permanent press, right? You've done it. You've seen it. You've maybe even selected it on the dryer. What does it mean? The answer has been a mystery until today. From what I understand, Andrew has talked to his mom about permanent press. And, Andrew, floor is yours.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Happy to be here again. I think last time I called in, I was a little disgruntled about the music. I just want to say, Nate, amazing song. I'm feeling fast and I'm feeling loose.
Oh, good.
So, got to compliment on that. But I do have more information on Perm Press. And to give background to the story, one day we were sitting around and it was Nate, Owen, and myself, and we were like, what does permanent press mean? And we had no idea. And so we started asking everyone in our life who we thought might know what permanent press means, and nobody knew. And then along came Sam, and he didn't know either. And so finally we decided that we're never going to look it up on Google, but just keep asking people until we find it out. like old times.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked my mom. I actually had to ask her twice, because the first time I didn't understand. The second time I got confirmation that it's just a lower heat, and it's essentially, like, the name of it doesn't mean anything. It's just the fact that you used to take nice shirts and clothes that would have to be, like, ironed and, like, permanently pressed. You would have to, like, do that with an iron or, I don't even know, like, air dry it or do something. But now they just like made the setting that it's like lower heat so that you supposedly don't have to do that, so you can like skip the step.
Oh my
so
gosh.
It's really like a false title, but it's just like a way that they, you know, like put in a setting so people could use a dryer and not worry about their clothes shrinking or not or being so wrinkly when it comes out. But who knows, you know?
Who like knows what that's even for now, you know?
Yeah.
This is like, oh my gosh. So thank you, Andrew. Yeah. And also thank you, Andrew's mom. Big time shout out.
Shout out, Dini.
Yeah. It's interesting because there's like, number one, it's like, yeah, from like a bygone era when you would like need your collared shirts. I'm throwing all my collared shirts in there. Like most of my collared shirts are just flannel shirts anyway. So it's just like, whatever, you do whatever you want. And then I also kind of made this point of like, I remember in college, freshman year, you know, I like didn't know how to do laundry because my mom never let me touch like the hamper at home. I had to bring my like dirty clothes in and I had to fold them when they came back out, but I was not allowed to touch the machine, like no way. And I remember going into the, like, I remember wearing all my clothes like 1,000 times, you know, and it's like, finally, it's like, I got to do laundry. I go into the laundry room and I like, you know, swipe in my card, do the whole thing. And Joseph Fall, great guitar player, sitting there. And I was like, dude, do you know how to like, what I even like should choose? I don't even know what to do. And he's like, dude, I jam all my clothes in there and I click permit press. And it like, it seems to be working out.
It's actually the solution to all. Like, and that's also the thing we were saying. There's a setting on it for a washer, and my mom was like, I don't know what that means. So
it just
seems like it's made up. It's just capitalist propaganda.
Exactly. Right? That's exactly it. We're going to, that's, I don't, like, Andrew, do you watch like Succession? Do you ever watch that show Succession?
No, only in parts.
Okay. In HBO, there's like this scene where this guy's meeting with a lawyer and he's like, all right, step one, we're going to protect your interests and we're going to make sure you like make it out here okay. Also, priority number two, we expose the evils of capitalism as they have been reified into the American Constitution.
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's like when you get boxes for like homemade pancakes or like homemade orange juice, and it's not homemade because you didn't make it at home and it doesn't taste like homemade.
That's exactly right.
Like that, but you know, but like as you were saying, as two, you know, relatively low need males for clothing, I would say, I don't really care. I'm happy with the perm press. It takes care of my issues. So
yeah,
I don't have to worry about.
It's true.
Mean, I'm throwing my colors and my whites together. So
I'm doing that too. Which I remember when I like told Molly when we like moved in together. She like watched me do laundry. And she was about to just punch me in the right in the face. She was like, What have I married? Like, what is this standing before me? Like, do you know how to put your pants on? Like, what else am I going to find out about you? You know, like, oh my gosh, I was like colors and everything together. And also I'm permanent press both times. And she's like, you're an animal. This is one step. You're like, you might as well just live outside underneath the tree. Like, this is crazy to me. So
I think that's probably something we should use as like judgments of characters when you meet new people or anyone. Just be like, so what setting do you use for your washing dryer? And if they say permanent press, then you can automatically be like, they got it. They don't know what it means, but they use it and I trust them.
Exactly.
They start pulling out like five different things. You either can't trust them or you gotta ask them a lot of questions.
You gotta question the amount of time that they're putting into laundry and not into other things. You're like, I really question your priorities because it seems like this is like really high. And it's like, and I don't know about that. I just don't know about that.
Oh, also, real quick, I got a hot take, or it seems to be a hot take when I talk to you about this.
This is
my
great.
Least favorite chore in all the chores, like in the house, like regular stuff. It's folding laundry.
I will
do dishes. I will mop the floor. I will vacuum. I will do the laundry. But if I have to fold the laundry, it's actually my least favorite thing to do. I don't know where you stand on that.
I actually agree with that. There's something like you kind of try to like turn the TV on or something and like watch TV while doing it. But there's so much sort of like twisting and turning and you're kind of piling things up. And then there's a lot of trips. Like, it's inherently a very inefficient thing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like, there are certain clothes too that you have to like fold certain ways. Like if you try to fold like a collared shirt or something, it's like along the seam or it's just, and you're just like, I can't do it.
Oh yeah.
I have limits.
They all look completely different. And that's the other thing is like Molly's really good at folding clothes where it's just like, All right, all of them like completely fit on a stack right on top of each other versus like me where for a long time I was rolling everything. Everything I had was rolled up burrito style. Everything.
Yeah.
T-shirts, like pants, underwear, everything. And it was just burritos in the drawers. That was the deal.
Hey, burritos work. I love burritos.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Marie Kondo, I think is doing burritos. I think in some cases, you know, that's like an approved space saving thing. But it's hard because you don't know if you have like a bunch of black shirts, you don't know which one is which in the burrito form.
True.
So you have to like unroll them and then, yeah. But what?
It's space efficient.
But it is space efficient, yeah. But no, I'm right there with you. Dishes, you can kind of just lock in and you're doing it and it's yeah. But no, something weird and off about that. And then when you have a kid. And she thinks she's helping you when she runs in, grabs everything that you just folded, and then just, like, runs off down the hallway.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I'm going to take these. And I was like, no, she does.
I spent 20 minutes doing
that. Yeah, like, I know you're trying to help. I love you. So. All right, man.
At that point, I would just let it be. I wouldn't even touch them again.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's usually their hurt.
Thanks for listening to our talk about laundry. It's
absolutely.
Been a lot of fun. So.
It has been. All right. Andrew, always a pleasure. Hang in there. And we'll see you soon to be a visitor to this city. And
yes.
Can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Nate.
All right, man.
Bye.
See ya. All right. That was Andrew. Excellent conversation. We're going to get back to the music for maybe one here. And then I'll jump back in to see where we are. We'll be right back. Hey, jumping in here, you have a quick PSA. Do you know May is National Bike Month? May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is National Bike Week, Bike to Work Week. I'm doing great. This is an excellent time of the year to try this beautiful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it's safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane, no matter what. Watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like a vehicle, that is, and every week, well, that drive your bike like a vehicle, like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, I bike and I get upset while driving at bikers, so I think that there is a real tension. I 100% agree. Watch out for cyclists. It's mainly just heads up. That's the main thing. There's a lot of negotiation that is involved. It's hard to kind of put hard and fast rules. I mean, the main thing is, at the end of the day, an accident can be really difficult for a bicycle, but not, but a car could be like minimal damage. So it's always just like, take your time around bikes. That's just the advice to everybody. Take your time around bikes. And, yeah. Anyway, we're gonna play like maybe one more here, and, it's gonna be this song, and, we'll come back. We'll come back and we'll talk about it one more time. But, yeah. Thank you to Andrew. And thank you for listening. We got about 3 more minutes. Hey, this is Nate. I think we're going to wrap it up right there. That was some quality radio for you, and we're just going to have to put it right there. Just some technical stuff is preventing me from playing one more thing. But that's okay. You should stick around, because Dance Music Express with DJ D is on next. And I know he's got just a jam-packed hour for you. Anybody who's new, thank you for calling in. Also, I want to shout out the guy who called in before Andrew. I thought it was Andrew. That's for the explanation for the colloquial response that you got there. And it was cool hearing about your family. So thank you. And there you have it. Oh, those last songs we played. Disparate Youth by Santigold. Wolf Flag Me by TV on the Radio. And Gold Lion by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And then Heartbeats by The Knife. That was right after I talked to Andrew. Rat-a-tat backed me up with Wildcat. I just kind of played the rest of that song out in the background. This is Abby Barrett, I Will Let You Know. This is a machine playing this song, and DJ D is coming up next with Dance Music Express. Also, I do want to call out there that I did put Wolf Like Me and Gold Lion right next to each other, and Gold Lion is like one of those songs that you hear and you're like, I want to know how to play the drums. Like, I want to really know how, right? That, like, tell me what you saw, pa-pa! That's like why the snare drum was invented, to just, you know. So anyway, I like kind of that like messy snare, like, you know, like the sort of the river sound, you know, but that's that just that pop, hard to beat. And also we know this, whatever his name is, Jeff Jimerson or something like that, is one of the best drummers of all time. Jeff Jimerson, not the drummer of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, but close. Anyway, thanks for listening. Playlist for days. All right. We got DJD coming on next. Thank you for listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. We're here next week.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.